Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Renee Liu has been a trendsetter in the environmental movement for over a decade. She is dubbed the Queen of Green, and some call her a green guru. She is a raw chef, raw vegetable chef to the stars, apparently, and a monthly columnist for Women's Health magazine. Renee, you'd kind of do it all.
That's the way I seem to like it, yes.
Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you.
Renee is also a contributing editor to the whole Green Catalog. It's a big, fat book with 1,000 best things for you and the earth. It has chapters on food and housekeeping, parenting, pet care, and more. And it is our gift to you for our winter membership drive at the pledge level of $120. Our goal this hour is $3,000, and we can meet it with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal. Go to WOSU.org for that, or you can call us. It just takes a couple minutes, 1-866-897-9678. Renee, the whole Green Catalog isn't something you just read from cover to cover.
No, you know, in fact, it's really designed as a reference book, which from its inception was really our idea, in that it's the kind of book you can crack open to really any page and really get quite a lot of information in different categories about the best and brightest products and services in all sorts of categories for eco-friendly, more sustainable living.
Had you heard of the Whole Earth Catalog before?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, original Whole Earth Catalog was in many ways, I think, a revolutionary book, and I don't believe I'm alone in saying that it, in its time, you know, in the late 60s, really kind of cracked open the concept of spherical thinking. And it was called a catalog, as is our sort of modern reincarnation of it, largely because of the format, which, again, is a reference book, which is something that, you know, will really live on the shelf and give readers a great look at the best of what's going on.
It's a big book, too.
It is. You know, it's been a real, I'll say, a delight and pleasure to, you know, be part of such a dynamic team to bring it all together, you know, especially in the face of, I think, this growing wave and interest of green sustainability and, you know, some of what we hear about the greenwashing and that, you know, this green kind of philosophy is being taken on by a lot of companies, you know, as a marketing aspect, you know, I think really directly as a response to the consumer market. So, you know, I think one of the greatest really pieces of this book is that it is an extremely well-edited piece that is, you know, a look at, again, you know, for the average consumer, for all of us to go into a store or go online and be looking at, you know, this vast ocean of consumable goods, you know, to question what is green and what are the aspects of that. So, you know, I think this book really helps to define a lot of that. I mean, there's, as you said, you know, there's 1,000, you know, over 1,000 products in it, but also a lot of great tips and FYIs and
right.
Little pieces that help pull it all together and put it in context.
And the companies that are represented in the book, in the catalog, they didn't pay to be in it.
No. And
just again, like on public media.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's you know, an honor to be here with you on NPR, as I'm such an avid fan, you know, in terms of how rare and precious unadulterated information is. And this book is not sponsored. You know, this is all of the experts in the different fields who are contributing authors. It's really a genuine personal expertise of really what's the best going on. So, yes, no, it's not sponsored. It's just really blood, sweat, and tears of really passionate, very smart, very educated, and experts in different areas.
If you're just joining us, this is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU 820, and my guest is Renee Liu. She is a TV host and author, and she wrote the introduction for Whole Green Catalog. It has 1,000 ideas of things, how to shop for a sustainable earth, also lots of tips and things to do and things to think about when you think about a sustainable world. It is our gift to you at the $120 pledge level. It is our winter membership drive, and we need your help. And our goal, as usual, is very simple: to get your pledge of support. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go online at WOSU.org and return for your pledge. We are offering you the whole green catalog, 1,000 best things for you and the earth at the $120 level. Go to WOSU.org for that or call 1-866-897-9678. This is how we support public radio. It's with listeners like you who do it. It is not with advertising. It is with listener support that makes it happen. Our goal this hour, $3,000. We have a long way to go from just an hour. It's a lot of money, no question about it. We depend on you to help us get there, though. 1-866-897-9678, because it's that important. Go to WOSU.org to make your pledge online. You might have heard of the Whole Earth Catalog. This is like the Whole Earth Catalog. It's a great reference book. It has a great resource. It's a great resource for your bookshelf. And it doesn't really necessarily time out. Renee, Lou, how did you do? You prepared three chapters for the book.
Yes, I did. And, you know, the scope of the chapters is wide and varied. And was able to kind of gather my many years of experience and study in a few different fields. And for me, you know, a lot of my passions lie in the domestic zone with housekeeping, you know, furnishings and so on, how to keep your house clean in a non-toxic way. And also in as far as eco-fashion and clothing and choosing more sustainable wearables, as well as natural beauty products and beauty aids, personal care products. So it's not just for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I find that the approach to the concept of green is something, for myself, I found almost like a philosophy that can be applied to just about any area of one's life and one's consumable goods. So really, it's you know, with this book, it's an infinite opportunity to crack open and see where to start easily without unearthing your life.
If you're just buying your first house, it's a great time to get this kind of a catalog, open it up, and you can find the things that Renee wrote about as far as cleaning house and what sort of products are out there to clean your house safely and in a sustainable way. And also, if you're just getting ready to have a child, there's a section on childcare and all the different kinds of accoutrements for being new parents.
Yes, you know, as far as products go, I think there's largely been a question that has been posed, which is, you know, can we buy our way to sustainability, you know, and fundamentally as consumers, how much of an impact can we have, you know, in the scope of some of these issues we're facing as a country, as a planet, and it is each and every one of these little steps that really does add up when we start to look at numbers of if every American changed one light bulb from a standard incandescent to a compact fluorescent, as far as the impact of the emissions on the power plants, it would be the equivalent of taking 1 million cars off the road. So that's just, you know, one thing if every American household did. So as far as, you know, what impact a book like this might have to help each and every one of us, you know, start to make some of these changes that really add up to great change.
In the gardening section, for instance, there's a small article about know your enemies. They're not trying, and by the way, there's nothing in the book that you're trying to sell anybody on per se. It's just where you can go, and they've been vetted as a good provider of whatever product you're talking about.
I agree absolutely, and I love you use that word vetted, because it really truly each product and service, you know, really that appears in this book has gone through the filter of an expert to really verify that it is as sustainable as it gets. And, you know, in terms of, I think, conceptualizing what is sustainable, what is green, what is eco-friendly, you know, I've for myself, and I've written about to look at, you know, the life cycle of a product or a practice in terms of where it comes from, how it's made, how it's used, and the impact of it, and what happens when we're done with it as far as disposal and recycling. And you know, there's also a great chapter on recycling, which is just a great look at, you know, recycled products, how to recycle, and how to do this all and make it, you know, easier. That, again, that it doesn't have to be a radical life change. It actually becomes an enhancement.
It gives you a lot of ideas, too. I mean, it's just as simple as things as telling you how to grow baby greens, and they're expensive at the supermarket, but they're cheap to grow in your garden. Automobile recycling, a solar energy classroom. It talks about the Toyota Prius. I guess it might be have to be. That's in the news a lot today. It's probably the pros on the Prius. It talks about jeans. You wrote the chapter on eco-fashion.
I did, in fact. That, yes, it was one of my favorite. You know, as someone who, you know, is in the media, hosting a TV show, and so on and so forth. You know, I take a great, you know, pleasure and pride in really trying to be an example. And you know, while I don't know that it's possible to do 100% of anything, you know, when I look in my closet, you know, I see largely sustainable garments, whether they are produced from organic cotton or alternative fibers like bamboo, and recycled. You know, there's a great kind of movement in using recycled materials, whether that's recycled synthetics like nylons and so on for technical gear. And also, I mean, you know, the simple act of going to a thrift shop or, you know, a vintage store, I've found some amazing stuff at a fraction of the price. And if you ask me, using something that already is in existence is as green as it gets. So I think in terms of clothing, looking at sustainable growth of natural fibers like cotton, is, you know, looking at organic cotton, especially when it comes to basics like jeans, T-shirts, underwear, socks. These are products that are really much more widely available than ever, even in major chain stores. So it's, you know, I think partly just a matter of a little bit of education and what to look for in the tag. And the eco fashion chapter, I think, is it gives a lot of great leads in a really inviting way.
There's usually a website address to go with each item that's mentioned in the book. There's a whole page on important facts about eco clothing materials, kind of the pros and the cons, the trade-offs, yes, and the why it's green and the fabric benefits and that sort of thing.
Yes, you know, and I wrote that page, I mean, largely because it's, you know, to some degree, it's all consumable goods, and maybe all things in life are a trade-off to some degree. So, you know, how to take a look at the pros and the cons, and looking for products, fibers, fabrics, where the pros outweigh the cons in terms of a more sustainable life cycle. And also really, I mean, you know, I'm probably kind of biased, to be honest, but as far as some of the designers that are out there, you know, there's, you know, from a very small cottage industry designers to some of the major brands like Levi's and Dockers, who are all really getting on board with this, to see not only is there a marketplace for it, but the product is just fantastic, and the response is encouraging that growth in that part of that sector.
Did you have to work hard at getting it? You have a really nice range of traditional to pretty funky clothing. Was that hard work, or is really there that much out there to choose from?
Well, there really is that much out there to choose from. Absolutely. I mean, and in fact, you know, part of it's almost, you know, as someone, this is an area of, you know, a passion and interest and expertise of mine. So in a way, you know, I sort of had to pick favorites, which really meant choosing those that I truly felt were as sustainable as possible. And you know, for me, it's, you know, that particular sector, the clothing and fashion sector in the green world, you know, has evolved in leaps and bounds in the last, I'd say, even 5 to 7 years.
Yes.
I mean, when I first started hosting my TV show, this was quite a number of years ago, you know, I choose to, what, do on my show to wear as much sustainable clothing as possible. Even though viewers can't see the tag on my clothes, I know for myself, this is I really would like to walk the talk as much as I can. And I tell you, you know, five, seven years ago, it was hard. I mean, there, you know, was very little to choose from versus really today it was, you know, I sort of had to, you know, shake the grain from the chaff and really choose the best and brightest. And that was very exciting to me to really get a chance to see how much that sector has grown. And not just that sector. I mean, it's really every chapter in this book. It is remarkable, really, how this all has opened up, really, in the last few years, mm-hmm. Like most things, sort of exponentially opened, in that I think each and every one of the chapters is not is a look at the best and brightest, because there's more product and service out there than could possibly be fit in a book even of this size. So there you have it.
You're listening to Renee Liu. She is an author, eco-consultant, television personality, chef, restaurateur, and monthly columnist for Women's Health magazine. She also wrote the foreword and contributed three chapters to the Whole Green Catalog. It just came out in October, and it is our gift to you for a pledge of $120. It is our winter membership drive, and today our goal $3,000 for this hour. So far, we have $2,500 to go, and I want to say thanks to Dorothy in Columbus, Mac in Delaware, and thanks to Seven in Portsmouth. We appreciate your support. If a green lifestyle, if a sustainable lifestyle is something that's important to you, this is a book that might be very, very helpful because it's non-commercial. There are no ads in it. It's people like Renee Liu who charged with combing the earth for the best quality, the best deals in sustainable products, and also people like Renee writing short, digestible articles that were sprinkled throughout the book. It's a big fat book, by the way. I say sprinkled as if it's a little pocketbook, and it's not. It's a big catalog size book. If you miss your old Cedars catalog, this could easily take its place in volume. And a lot of tips and a lot of help about how to go about being greener and helping use products that are sustainable and have second lives as well. That's what Renee was just talking about. When you give to your public radio station, it's the same sort of thing. It helps us continue. We are a sustainable operation with your help and with your support. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU. Call us at 1-866-897-9678. 1-866-897-9678. We have $2,100 to go. Thank you to Beth in Worthington and Betty in Columbus and Sue in Columbus. Thanks for your support of Public Radio, WOSU 820, NPR News, and All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're talking about the Whole Green Catalog this hour. My guest is Renee Liu. She wrote the foreword for the Whole Green Catalog, and she also contributed three chapters to it, and we're going to talk about those. One of them was on fashion. The other one is on personal care products. And then the other one was, what was the third one?
Cleaning the house. Yeah, how to keep your house green and clean and smelling good and in a non-toxic way.
The Whole Green Catalog, and its subtitle describes this book perfectly. It is the 1,000 best things for you and the earth. It has chapters on food, housekeeping, parenting, pet care, car care, sports and recreation. You can learn about playing clean for sports and recreation with eco-friendly hiking shoes. And I didn't know that some of the things I own already are considered eco-friendly. I just liked how they looked. I learned that they're also responsible products. That's what you can learn from this book. It has a great index for quick reference, and is also divided into 20 chapters that are very, very easy to navigate. But it's a browser book, right? It could be a perfect coffee table book, really, right, Renee?
In fact, absolutely. And that's really how it was designed, based on and largely, you know, in tribute to the original Whole Earth Catalog, which is the kind of book that was the kind of book, as this is the kind of book, you know, that you browse and crack open and discover and
you leave it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's It's something that's really is designed to have a long shelf life, you know, in the spirit of sustainability, as far as how to keep giving back.
You can use a credit card and make your pledge online at WOSU.org both ways, and give us your email address, and that cuts down on paperwork. And that is a green thing to do. Go to WOSU.org and make your pledge online, or call us at 1-866-897-9678. 1-866-897-9678. Make that pledge now. The book contains information on organic hair care products, eco-friendly makeup, and natural mineral-based deodorants. And that is all in the natural beauty section, which has an introduction written by our guest today, Renee Liu. Give us a call if you want to talk to Renee. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. We appreciate your calls to talk with Renee, and we appreciate your calls to make your pledge now. Renee, what about the paper? What about the products that the catalog is made of? Because it is a big book.
It is a big book, and it is a lot of paper, and it is manufactured with 100% post-consumer waste materials, and the energy and so on used to produce the book has been offset. I mean, we've really crossed our T's and dotted our I's in terms of making this as sustainable as a production as possible. You know, and I think, you know, in terms of speaking to sustainability and why partially we're on the air today is that, you know, looking at sustainability as in the scope of it, you know, the two words for me that I've really defined as cornerstones is, you know, the ecological sustainability and also the economic sustainability. And I think both of these things are essential for true long-term sustainability. So in terms of, you know, that it's the, I think there's some stigma, there's been some stigma out there that choosing a greener lifestyle or an eco-friendly lifestyle is one that's expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, the products are not as good, they're hard to get, it's inconvenient, and all of the, and a lot of this, these stumbling blocks, which, you know, I think really are have been and are a changing landscape in terms of what's available out there now, and really largely knowing what to look for, that it, you know, what makes something more green, more sustainable, and so on. And as you mentioned, it is a big book. It is printed on paper, and we've done everything that we can to make it as sustainable as possible. And it makes a really big difference.
You know, every little thing in the book isn't right for everybody. That you can go through the book and find out, again, what point in your lifestyle is where you want to start making a change. If you're having a new, you know, if you're having a baby, you have a new baby, you know, you have children, maybe you start with them. Maybe you start with products that pertain to child rearing. And there's a whole section on it. On that in there. Also pets, right? You have a couple pets, don't you?
I do. I'm certain I'm a pet lover. Absolutely. And I mean, and speaking to that, you know, pets, parenting, investment, travel, you know, workplace, recycling, right, all these different categories, you know, for me, my approach is, you know, start small, start anywhere. This stuff is contagious. And that given that, you know, there's over 1,000 products and services, as you said, you know, not everything is for everyone, both in, you know, a financial reach or in taste or choice. And I think each of the chapters gives a very good spectrum of as far as, you know, where, you know, from small to large, inexpensive to expensive, you know, sort of start anywhere, and a really good guide in that way, because again, I think it's for me, it's been something that's been very contagious in my life, and the more I know, the more I am trying to choose as a consumer to do the best I can every time I can.
The whole green catalog is our gift to you at the $120 pledge level for this, our winter membership drive. Our goal for this hour, $3,000. We still have $2,100 to go. If you support public radio, if you support being green, if you support sustainability, the whole green catalog is for you, and now's the time. Make that $120 pledge to WOSU, and it is our gift to you. The whole green catalog, 1,000 best things for you and the earth at the $120 level. Go to WOSU.org. Or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678 to help make WOSU a sustainable operation. The goal was $3,000. We have $2,100 to go, and we can meet this goal. We have 31 minutes left in the hour. We appreciate your help. We appreciate everybody who's shown their support for WOSU so far this hour. Everything helps. Every little bit. Do what you can. If you can manage $120 level, our gift to you, the whole green catalog. It's a great way to sustain WOSU and to sustain the earth. These are things you care about. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to our secure server at WOSU.org. Do it right away. Let's make this goal. Let's not do a nail biter this hour. Let's make the goal as soon as possible, 1-866-897-9678. We appreciate your support. Renee, when did they start calling you the Queen of Green? I mean, that's kind of like, wow, I'm in the virtual presence of royalty.
Well, it's something I would certainly be shy to describe myself as. And it was Alice Cooper, you know, the great rock and roller who actually coined me the Queen of Green. You know, and he's not only a good friend, but he's been a friend who I've been slowly but surely working on becoming green over the years. And, you know, a testimony to him, you know, as really intelligent and I'd say really kind of brilliant kind of guy who really gets it. And, you know, one of the things that really makes me smile and also gives me great inspiration is that a guy like Alice Cooper, whose persona is sort of as a shock rocker, that he would take interest in this, and he really gets it. And I think that really is testimony that the interest in green, you know, sustainability, eco-friendly living, is not one limited to any particular zip code or demography or anything like that. That this is really an issue that is in the interest of all of us. And the idea, the concept of sustainability is one that is essential, that we all as a country and a planet can continue to live and thrive without exhausting all of our resources, both, you know, natural resources and economic resources. So there you have it.
You know, right from the outset, the foreword by Bill McKibben, and there's this unapologetic sense about it does matter. Every single person does matter.
I concur wholeheartedly, and you know, it seems you know, every day, especially through a lot of the media, which is, you know, largely why, for myself as an NPR fan, I value sort of the purity or the well-rounded reporting on a facility like NPR, that so many of the issues that we seem to be faced with as a country, as a world, are staggering and enormous, and the scope of them feels unsurmountable. And, you know, what I found through really hard research, and, you know, I'm a statistics gal and I'm a bit of a science geek and I like to know the way things work, is to really look at the numbers of what it would be if every American household did one thing, if every American did just one thing. And, you know, as you know, this book is largely represents products, and it also is a great look at practices, you know, in the energy, in the field of, you know, energy, as far as energy in home use, you know, what it is to turn the thermometer up or down 2 degrees, you know, can save up to 10% on the heating and cooling bills. you know, washing your clothing using a cold water cycle instead of a hot water cycle. You know, when we look at washers and dryers, you know, for clothing, you know, 85 to 90% of the energy used by a washing machine goes to heat the water. So, you know, the simple act of washing your clothes on a cold, which, by the way, will extend the life of your clothes and the colors and keep everything intact, not only will save you money, will extend the life of your mm-hmm. clothes. And I think, you know, in terms of trade-offs that some products, quality products, may cost a little bit more, you know, I think it's a matter of how do we juggle and balance and save a little bit of money here and there, especially maybe in our electric use, in being smart with our driving, carpooling, hypermiling, you know, meaning coasting instead of flooring and braking all the time, mm-hmm. in order to save a little bit of money to be able to use it for products that may cost a little bit more and are worth it.
Such as public media. You know, it is exactly the same sort of thing. If everybody listening right now pitched in a little bit, we would have no problems. But the way it works is we have to ask you to get your pledge of support. We have to ask you, and we also have gifts for you when you can make a pledge of $120 for this hour. For example, our gift to you is the Whole Green Catalog. We want to show you that we care and that we appreciate. We appreciate everything that comes in, though. Anything you can spare, we appreciate, because that's how we work. You are the foundation of public media. You're a listener, and you matter to us automatically because you're a listener. We need your help, though, too, to sustain our operation. Listener support is the foundation of that operation. Please make your pledge of support right now at WOSU.org or call us 1-866-897-9678. When I leave this room, I'll walk across the hall and go talk to our volunteers that are waiting for your call. They're real people over there waiting. It's not someone far away. They're right across the hall. They're waiting for your call right now. We have $1,980 to go. I want to say thanks to Nicholas in Columbus and Carl and Lucretia in Worthington. We appreciate your support. I hope that you get a chance to check out the Whole Green Catalog. It is a wonderful reference book. It's not just about stuff to buy. It's about how to buy, and it gives you a lot of choices. It's not just a book, a catalog, and a number to punch in to order up. It makes you think, doesn't it, Renee? It just makes you think, because there's so much. Renee Liu is my guest. She's the TV host and author. She also wrote three of the chapters in the Whole Green Catalog and the foreword, or the introduction, I mean. Renee, it's so much more than just a list of things to buy.
It absolutely is, and you know, as per its title, as a catalog, that's largely credited to the way the book is laid out, which is a browser book, a book that can be, you know, kind of cracked open to any page, and get some great tidbits of information, as well as a look at so many of these products and services. And yes, we've designed it as a reference book, as something that will live on the shelf, that will be useful, because so much of the information is really in context, as you said, about how to buy. You know, what are the aspects to look for in the consumer world for more sustainable, more eco-friendly choices that really can add up to make a big difference. And, you know, it's something I even, as a diligent author and worker on it, I crack it open frequently, mm-hmm. and I'm reminded just, you know, how many delights are within these pages.
You know, there's on page 84, there's an FYI. There's lots of FYIs throughout. And this one is about supporting ethical fair trade and fair labor practices. And it says to use your dollars to vote for ethical codes of manufacturing and socially conscious protocols that offer a fair shake for people who farm fibers and make garments. Look for companies with transparent labor and trade packages. You're saying use your dollars. That's a way to vote, and that's the way you can vote for public media right now. You can pick up the phone, and you can use your power as a consumer to say, I support public radio, and I'm going to do it with my dollars. There is no clearer way to support an organization like public media. 1-866-897-9678. Or go to WOSU.org, and you can pledge online. I haven't thrown out the other number lately. Let's do that right now. 614-292-8513. Or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. And you can talk to Renee Liu. She's my guest right now. I was just looking at a segment from Good Morning America, Renee, that you were on.
Yes, we did a great piece about natural alternatives, and this was with regards to the category of medicine, mm-hmm. you know, and looking at you know, what's out there as alternatives, and even more so, I mean, what we highlighted on the Good Morning America really was bringing together that the complements, you know, that some of these natural approaches to supporting health, you know, through supplements and so on, is really as an integrative approach. And I think that's a very good analogy to this book and the concept of green, that it's not an either or. It's an in addition to how to enhance your life, which is something, you know, is for myself is you know, something that's very critical. And I think in terms of as consumers, especially in this rough economic weather, the choices we make as consumers are more important than ever. And, you know, especially to draw the analogy back to being sustainable with NPR, you know, we're in a time where our dollars as votes really do matter. You know, it's a very simple law, economic law of supply and demand. If you buy, there will be more. So it's and in this way, I think very empowering as a consumer, as we're, you know, faced with you know, some issues of great magnitude, to be empowered that voting with our dollars by you know, buying more sustainable goods, by choosing more sustainable practices, by supporting NPR, that we really are making a difference and making a vote with our dollars.
Call 1-866-897-9678 to make that pledge now. We have $1,680 to go. Thank you so much to everybody who has supported us so far this hour, including Jack in Columbus. Thanks a lot for your support. This is a way to vote with your dollars and to tell people what you care about when it comes to media, what you like to listen to and how your media helps you. Sure, we don't have Super Bowl ads. It's true. But some people might think that's a good idea. So give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. We have a secure server where you can make a secure pledge to WOSU. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU 820 NPR News. My guest is Renee Liu, TV host and author, and also contributing editor to Whole Green Catalog, 1,000 Best Things for You and the Earth. That is our gift to you at the $120 pledge level. You really can't go wrong. This isn't just a one-shot book. This is the kind of book it hangs around for a long, long time. It's sort of a coffee table book, and it's also something you just start flipping through, and anyone would enjoy flipping through it. There's something for everybody in the Whole Green Catalog. If you want to talk to Renee, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Paul, you're on the air. Thanks for your call.
Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Say, I don't know if you covered this earlier in the show, but the city of Columbus does not have mandatory recycling, curbside recycling. We have to pay extra for it. We can take our recycling to various grocery stores and things like that and recycle it. But I know it works from the bottom up. When enough people want it, it will happen. I'm having a difficult time inspiring my younger friends. I'm 58. I was able to get my parents to recycle in their 80s. I've been doing it since 1976. But I have a group of friends that are from 40 to 55 years old, and I just can't get them on board. I wonder if you have any ideas on how to inspire them.
Well, it's you're not alone, I think, in both the municipality recycling programs, which are on the rise in our country, but in some places are not in effect. You know, I love hearing that, you know, you're saying your parents' generation has gotten on board, because to me, when I hear that, it makes me think anything is possible. You know, I think the impact of recycling is something that is so easily overlooked. It's out of sight, out of mind, what's the difference to throw a, you know, a glass bottle into the garbage versus the recycling? But there's some great statistics, if you get a chance to look in the facts about recycling in the whole green catalog, about the impact. I mean, we're looking at, you know, to recycle glass, the amount of energy and waste that is saved by using recycled material, you know, is so significant. Your question is how to make it cool to care. I mean, why does this stuff matter? And I think if any of your friends in that demography have children or nieces, nephews, any offspring or relations of an upcoming generation, that this is really what the coming generation is going to inherit. So, with at the risk of alarm, that this is a really critical thing that is within our choice, within our power to do. So, you know, it's what I've found in again in the face of a lot of these issues is what can I do, you know, as a consumer? And so I will rally myself, my friends, my community, my colleagues to become empowered to every choice that can be made to make it, because there's plenty of choices that are outside of our realm of power. So I think also, you know, it depends on your community, whether if you have access to any kind of community association, if there's any if there's school districts that are enticed to get on board to start to get some traction. To make it available, because to be honest, you know, it is to make some of these steps is some effort. But I tell you, once these steps are starting to be made, it becomes more natural. It becomes just the thing to do because it's the right thing to do.
Well, I'm sure that if even the mayor, when he was trying to get people to use the recycling centers, he put the school kids on, and these school kids growing up now, they wouldn't think of throwing an aluminum can away. I mean, they've got the message, but the people, I've quoted the statistic that it takes 10 times as much energy to make a new aluminum can as for you to go recycle that one. And these people, some of them actually said to me, well, if somebody wants my stuff, they can go dig it out of the garbage pit, you know. And it's just, I don't know, most of these people don't have children that I'm talking about, but it just seems so selfish with them that they don't, they think if somebody maybe from the city would come up and put a can in their kitchen and come empty it every week for them, maybe then they would get on board. But short of that, I don't know how to get them inspired.
Right. Well, the convenience factor, I think, is a very real one. And, as you said, if your demography of friends might not have children, I think, you know, the larger picture of why this is so critical is also for the economic sustainability of our country. You know, and when you talk about, the use of energy to produce aluminum can from recycled material versus virgin material, I mean, this starts to be the small gears turning the large gears in terms of our very real economic reality in this country, and that we really have to get it together collectively to make these choices, to take the long view in terms of how we will continue to grow economically as a country. So I think that's in terms of sustainability and green and eco-friendliness, sustainability is not just for tree huggers. This is for all of us, you know, for our economic realities, that the simple act of recycling is a way to support our country's economic future.
And if you would like to support WOSU's economic future, give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. This is our winter membership drive, and it's cold outside, so chances are you're inside somewhere listening to this right now, because who the heck wants to be on the road? Renee, we're getting 6 to 8 inches today. And I'm not even going to tell everybody where you're at right now. I'm just not doing it. I'm not going to go there. They don't want to know. People in Ohio hate to hear about where you are right now, so I won't do that. We have $1,300 to go and just about 11 minutes to go. We are more than halfway through our $3,000 goal today. Thank you so much to everybody who has shown their support for WOSU. I don't care how much or how little. It's all the same to me in the big picture. Give what you can. We appreciate it. We know times are hard. One way to deal with the hard times, though, is to be an educated consumer. And the Whole Green Catalog is a great way to educate yourself, not just about every little green thing you can buy out there, because it's not about that, but how to be an educated consumer and know more about what you're buying. That's the sort of thing that Renee Liu worked on when she prepared the three chapters that she wrote for the catalog. One on home cleaning products, one on fashion, and it truly is fashion. These are not burlap sacks we're talking about, and the other on healthcare and personal beauty products, personal care products. That's what Renee worked on, but there's a lot of other stuff. There's a huge section on solar power, and we have a question now from an emailer on solar power. The email is from Lori. She asks, is there currently on the market a solar means of creating energy for use in place of electricity at home, something easy that I can get and use right away, assuming that the snow ever goes away? Renee, do you have any ideas about that, or should I?
Yes, no, okay. I do. And in fact, you know, I was actually not too long ago in Columbus, which I really is such a great city. And yes, this time of year, the latitude is not that as inviting for an alternative capturing of energy like solar. You know, in the warmer months, it is something that is more applicable. However, I think one of the most approachable ways that an average household can access greener energy is actually through the utility company. And there's a growing number of utility companies across the country that actually do offer green energy options. So I would suggest to inquire through your existing utility provider to see if there are any of these green power programs that sometimes do come along with a small premium. It's sometimes just a few dollars a month to elect this, which is that the utility companies are buying their energy from sustainable sources such as solar, wind, geothermal, hydroelectric, biomass. I mean, there's an incredible portfolio of renewable energy sources. So it would, you know, largely depend on what your utility provider has access to. And I would further suggest if your existing utility provider may not offer that, to shop around. I mean, this is the buyer's market. You know, this is really where we as consumers actually have probably maybe more power than we know of in terms of using our dollars as a vote to help grow the sustainable sectors, and especially with energy, which is a very real factor and something we all need.
Thank you to Adeline in Mount Vernon, and thanks as well to James and Nancy in Granville and Rodney in Columbus. We have $1,000 to go and 7 minutes to go. $1,000. Thank you so much. We're two-thirds of the way through our goal of $3,000. And by the way, there's a section in the end, and our gift to you, before I forget, for at the $120 pledge level, is the Whole Green Catalog. It's a takeoff of the Whole Earth Catalog, made famous in the late 60s and 70s. I remember it. Everyone who was cool had one. Now this is the Whole Green Catalog, and it is a lot the same thing. It's a lot of ideas about how to live, but it's not necessarily alternative living anymore. It's what a lot more and more people, millions and millions of people, are doing every day, and that is just shown by the number of products in the catalog, because the more demand there is for the products, the more products there will be. That's just how our economy works. It's a very big, fat book. You're not going to be able to stick it in your bookshelf and ignore it. It's going to be out there reminding you every day of what your options and alternatives are. And what your options and alternatives are when it comes to media, it still includes public media, WOSU 820 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We have about 6 minutes to go and $1,000 to go in our winter membership drive for this hour. Please make your pledge of support right now at WOSU.org or call us at 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour, $3,000. We have $1,000 to go, and we can meet this goal with your help if you can manage it. Our gift to you at the $100 level is your very own copy of the Whole Green Catalog, 1,000 Best Things for You and the Earth. And if you remember the Whole Earth Catalog, it's laid out in much the same way. It's just chock full of information, as I like to say. There is a section there. When I go to the index, I see solar lights. There's at least three pages devoted just to solar lights, solar oven, a couple pages for that, solarroofs.com. For water heating systems and solar water heating systems, there's more on that. There's probably a lot more than that. Solar energy, the whole section on solar energy, several pages devoted to it. In general, if you want to buy a solar bus, apparently there's one out there for the asking. I know that I use solar lights for my garden lights. That's like a no duh, and they work year round.
They really, I as well. I mean, and in fact, you know, part of it is, you know, not only do I take pride in that they are sustainable, they're also no maintenance. There's no changing of bulbs. You know, they just really work on their own. And I mean, I think that product, just as an example of many, as far as not difficult to find. I mean, I found them in some of the big box stores here where I live. But they're great products. They last long. And for me, the low maintenance factor is very inviting.
Except when my dog chews ours up. I don't know what it is, but what can I say?
Well.
This is listener-supported WOSU 820 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. And joining us this morning, Renee Liu, with our thank you gift for this hour, the book The Whole Green Catalog, 1,000 Best Things for You and the Earth. We have about 3.5 minutes to go and still $1,000 to go. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678 to make your pledge right now. Let's make this goal this hour. Appreciate all your help. We're 2/3 of the way through. Let's get all the way through. I know we can do it. Renee, what is your favorite chapters besides the ones you wrote?
You're hard pressing. Well, I'd have to say, one of my favorites is the pet chapter, because I mean, as a pet lover, and also, you know, wanting to care for my animals in a way that will keep them happy and healthy, and I think partially it tickles me that it's an example of that choosing a greener, more sustainable lifestyle can really be begun in any sector. So for me, you know, the pet product, you know, is an example of, you know, some of these things you think, well, gosh, you know, who has time to think about this stuff? And a chapter like that is just a great example of a number of products that are out there, widely available. And as you said earlier, quite a bit earlier in the show, that in looking at some of the things in your own life and not realizing that some of them are actually more sustainable than you may have known. So I think that one of the great things about this book is to kind of re-educate or up the education as far as what we have in our lives existing that is more sustainable, is eco-friendly, to illustrate that it isn't necessarily about unearthing your life, throwing away everything you have and spending a fortune to get all new, quote-unquote, green stuff. It's about using what we have, supporting what is in our communities, and you know, thinking globally, acting locally, is a large way to do that. And so for me, my pets is a sweet place for me in that. And I think that, these are the choices, again, these little choices that add up to be big change.
They, in the West, the pet section, they talk about waste management, treats, toys, stain and odor removers, raw diet, oral care, health, grooming, gear, food, flea control, dietary supplements, books, aromatherapy for pets, of course, animal cruelty and adopting. All of that under the pet care section in the index. There's also a section on plants. There is a section on responsible or sustainable investing. There's a section, as I said, there's a whole section on arts and crafts. If you're looking for sustainable arts and crafts, there's that.
And electronics and in the workplace. I mean, it's to me is remarkable. I mean, even as someone who's been in this field for over a dozen years, to see just really what's out there. I mean, it's incredible to get a sense of it, in a book like this, which does have a lot of products, it's also how to access practices.
We got to go, Renee.
Thank you
so much for joining us today. Renee Liu, TV host and author. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU. This is listener-supported WOSU and WOSU HD 820 Columbus and streaming live on the web at WOSU.org. WOSU 820, NPR News.